Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk and actionable advice for navigating this crazy beautiful thing called life. We've all been there, feeling like we're constantly striving, pushing ourselves to the limit, chasing some elusive idea of success or perfection. But what if I told you that sometimes the most powerful path forward isn't about being harder on yourself, but about being kinder? About embracing self-compassion as a superpower for healing and growth? Today, we're diving into that. Because let's be real, life can be tough. It throws curveballs, tests our limits, and sometimes leaves us feeling bruised and battered. You know that feeling when you mess up, say the wrong thing, or simply fall short of your own expectations. That inner critic kicks in, right? The one that whispers doubt, amplifies mistakes, and makes you want to hide under the covers? But here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about ignoring our shortcomings or giving ourselves a free pass. It's about recognizing that we are human, imperfect beings capable of both amazing things and, well, not so amazing things. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and support that we would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. Think about it. When a friend is struggling, do you tear them down? Do you list all their flaws and remind them of past mistakes? Probably not. You offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and words of encouragement. Self-compassion is simply extending that same grace and understanding to ourselves. So how does this actually work in practice? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate self-compassion. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. This might sound obvious, but it's powerful. Don't try to hide your pain or pretend everything is okay. Allow yourself to feel your emotions fully, without judgment. Recognize that struggling is a part of being human, and there's no shame in needing support. 2. Practice mindfulness. When those negative thoughts start creeping in, take a step back and observe them without getting caught up in the whirlwind. Just notice them like passing clouds, acknowledging their presence without letting them define your reality. 3. Challenge your inner critic. We all have that inner voice that can be incredibly harsh. When you catch yourself thinking negative or critical thoughts, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? If not, why am I saying it to myself? Replace those negative narratives with more compassionate and supportive ones. 4. Treat yourself with kindness. This means prioritizing your well-being, getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, engaging in activities that bring you joy, and setting healthy boundaries. It's about honoring your needs just as you would honor the needs of someone you love. 5. Seek support when needed. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Reach out to trusted friends, family members, or a therapist when you need support. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and remind you that you're not isolated in your struggles. Let me tell you a quick story. I once had this friend who was constantly putting pressure on herself to be perfect. She'd work late hours, take on too many commitments, and criticize herself relentlessly for every little mistake. One day, she came to me feeling overwhelmed and defeated. We talked about self-compassion, and I encouraged her to start treating herself with the same kindness she showed others. She started saying, "thank you," to herself for her accomplishments, big or small, and practiced forgiving herself for her imperfections. Slowly but surely, she began to experience a shift. She felt less stressed, more confident, and ultimately happier. Think about it. Wouldn't life be amazing if we could approach ourselves with the same understanding, love, and support we offer others? Self-compassion isn't a luxury. It's a necessity for navigating the ups and downs of life with grace and resilience. It's about recognizing our inherent worthiness and allowing ourselves to heal, grow, and truly thrive. So take this one step today, commit to being kinder to yourself. Let go of those harsh judgments and embrace the power of self-compassion. You deserve it. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. What resonated with you? How are you going to practice self-compassion in your own life? And if you found this helpful, leave a review or tell a friend. Let's keep the conversation going and spread the power of kindness. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.